You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Taking a walk.
You know, I'm not, 20 years old again. I'm 82. And I don't want to go out there trying to sound like I did then. And, and people say, oh, you don't sound like you used to. I have records that I made that are great. You know, if you want to hear Aaron Neville, check out the records. I still call them records,
Welcome to this episode of Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. Buzz Knight is your host, and his guest is Grammy Award-winning singer Aaron Neville. Aaron has 4 platinum albums, 4 top 10 hits, including 3 that reached number 1 on the Billboard charts. Aaron's new book is called Tell It Like It Is. Aaron Neville joins Buzz Knight next on Taking a Walk.
Aaron, it's an honor to speak to you.
Oh, thank you. Same here.
Congratulations on the book, Tell It Like It Is. Tell me, did you enjoy the writing process for your book?
Oh, yeah, it was great with Beth Adelman, who helped me do it. First thing she said was, Aaron, I wanted to be in your voice, and that's what we done. And I tell you, it was a roller coaster of emotions, just going over stuff that I had lived.
Did you find it therapeutic?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I prayed the whole while I was doing it, asking for forgiveness for whatever I'd done wrong at different times,
Tell me about religion in your life, Aaron.
Well, I went to Catholic school at St. Monica in New Orleans. It was close to the Catholic Project. And the nuns, one of my favorite nuns was Sister Damien. She taught the 4th grade, and, she followed our careers until she passed. And I learned a lot from them and from my parents, too, being in Catholic Church, that listening to the choir singing the Ave Maria, I never knew the words, I just knew the refrain. It would always do something to my heart. I can't explain it, it was like medicine, And that's what I'd call my music after that, medicine for other people. But the Ave Maria was special until I met Linda Ronstadt, and the first thing we got the chance to sing together in the studio was the Ave Maria. We did it in harmony, co-produced with George Massenberg, my first solo album on A&M, Warm Your Heart. He suggested that I do Ave Maria. And we recorded it in San Francisco at Grace Cathedral with an all-boys choir. And, it came out magnificent.
I have chills just thinking about that.
Oh, yeah, it was chill for me, too, really.
Aaron, the book is so transparent in terms of where your life led you down some paths of destruction. When you sort of think about those lessons, like lessons of rehab as an example, what would you want to pass along to others listening?
Well, it's a game you play, and especially with the drugs, with the heroin, it's like you first do it and make you think it likes you, but it don't like you. You know, it's your worst enemy, and it drag you through hell and gasoline draws, and that's what it done me. So, you know, I'm glad I got out to the other side. I'm glad I wasn't one of the 27 club, like Jimi Hendrix and a few others. You know, they all died at 27 years old. Well, here I am, still here.
What did Dr. Drew Pinsky teach you when you consulted him?
He told you that the drugs, what they were doing to your inside, to your organs and all, you know, and destroying you. And then he said something. He said, one's too many and 1,000 is not enough. I said, wow, that made so much sense. You know, but I guess I had to, you know, reach my Waterloo, whatever you want to call it, you know, before I tell y'all, it's all in the book how I finally flew the dragon, you know.
Now, you have kind of quietly retired.
You know, I've done it since I was a teenager. And the thing about me and Linda Ronstadt talk about it, like she's saying when she first found out she had Parkinson, and, you know, she wasn't hitting the notes like she used to. She said, I don't want to cheat the people. And that's how I feel. You know, I'm not, you know, 20 years old again. I'm 82. And I don't want to go out there trying to sound like I did then. And, you know, and people say, oh, you don't sound like you used to. I have records that I made that are great. You know, if you want to hear Aaron Neville, you know, check out the records. I still call them records, you know.
Is it possible anyone would ever coax you into a recording session?
No. I mean, I got 5 Grammys out since I retired. I got a Grammy from one of the songs I did on the album Apache, or Stomping Grounds. So who would have thought I was getting a 5th Grammy? So I'm satisfied, you know.
Back to Linda Ronstadt. Do you recall the first time you met her?
I sure do. It was 1984 in New Orleans at the World's Fair. She was there doing Nelson Riddle at the amphitheater, and the brothers were doing a gig at Pete Fountain's Club on the grounds. And after her show, somebody told her we were playing, so she came, and they told me she was in the audience, so I sang a song called Ariane, and I dedicated it to her, and I called up on stage, which she later told the press that she, you would never do anything impromptu like that, but she wasn't going to say no to Aaron Neville. So that was how we met, and I asked for autograph, and she said to Aaron, love, I'll sing with you anytime, any place, anywhere, in any key. So that was 84. 85, Alan Toussaint and myself had formed an organization called New Orleans Artists Against Hunger and Homeless, and we were doing benefits for it in New Orleans. You know, all of New Orleans artists would participate in it, you know, the brothers, the Dixie Cubs, whoever. And we invited Linda to come. She said, oh, yeah, I'll definitely do it. So we were in Alan Toussaint's studio, and the first thing we wanted to sing together, by us both being Catholic, was the Ave Maria, and we sang it in harmony. And her manager, Peter Asher, said, oh, y'all should do a record together. I said, man, I'm a geek, you know. I'd love to sing with Linda Ronstadt. We didn't record until like 88 or something like that, but the record came out in 89. And in the studio, I told her, meet you at the Grammys. I was joking, but not joking, because it was that great of a song, you know.
You are, yeah, one of the, you know, rare group of people who have sang with Linda Ronstadt. What kind of experience is that?
It's a heavenly experience. That's all I can say. You know, she said, I have the voice of an angel. I think she has the voice of an angel also. So it was two angels mixing together. I mean, we got a bunch of stuff. We did not just the 4 songs on her album. She recorded stuff with a few of my albums. We did a song by called "The Song of Bernadette," and we did a harmony version of that. She sang another song called "Please Remember Me." She sang "Close Your Eyes," the old doo-wop by the Five Keys, and she's singing on "Ave Maria." And we still talk every once in a while, a couple of times, maybe a week, keep in contact.
Aaron, we have a podcast we produce besides this Taking a Walk podcast that's called Music Save Me, about the power and healing power of music. And for someone who has gotten mixed up into a lot of trials and tribulations in your life that you depict in the book, you know, stealing cars, ended up in jail, addiction, can you say music saved you?
Yeah, I always say music was medicine to me, and I have a couple of incidents. Like a lady told me about a little six-year-old boy. He was autistic, and they had to keep him in a rubber room. They couldn't do anything with him. He'd flop around like a seal, and the only thing that would calm him down is they put a headset on his head with my voice. And I said, well, the only thing I can think of is the God in me touched the God in him, you know, so stuff like that to give me chills. But I know my voice, you know, when I sing. St. Augustine said, he who sings prays twice. And I definitely believe him, because I was always praying when I sang.
Are you singing around the house as you're doing chores in the midst of the day?
Oh, I do it outside. I'd be outside and, you know, sit by the piano and do something, you know, but it's just for me and Sarah.
Who are some of the musicians that you admire today?
I really like Bruno Mars. I like some of the rap stuff when they're talking positive stuff, you know. Adele, I like Adele. I like Beyonce, Adam Levine. And they both did a singing, they called themselves singing. Aaron Neville's a Don't Know Much thing. Beyonce and Adam Levine. So that was, you know, it's like giving you praise, like, you know.
Tell me about the Aaron Neville elixir.
Well, that's something my wife, Sarah, she started growing the turmeric and the ginger and the cayenne and the lemons. And it's a mixture of turmeric, ginger, cayenne, lemon, apple cider vinegar, and honey. And I don't know, I've been taking it for years now, and don't want to stop taking it. And anybody that takes it, they like it, because it helps them in different things, you know.
You still pretty aggressively work out every day, don't you?
Well, not every day, but me and Sarah, we work out at least four times a week. And sometimes we do two in a row. We do the one with just the weights, and then one called a HIIT, you know, get you vigorous and, you know, vigorous workouts. And I feel good afterwards.
For someone who lived on the road so much in your career, explain to somebody who has never been a musician on the road how difficult and trying and taxing it is.
Well, I'm so glad I'm not out there right now with all the stuff happening with the, I call it airport agony. You know, you cancel flights and at the drop of a hat, and you just stuck. And if your luggage get lost, we don't know where it is. And hey, you know, good luck. So airport agony, I do not miss it at all. Lately, I've been hearing about people being in the airport for like a week trying to get out of that town, you know. So it gets crazy. I don't miss the hotels. You know, I miss the crowd, you know, and that part. But the rest of it, they can keep it. I used to say I'll be glad when I can get, like Star Trek, get beamed from my house to the gig, and I have to worry about the airport, you know. They never worked that out.
You know, as you're contemplating your faith every day, do you find a way that maybe allows you to communicate with some of your either lost friends who have passed on or musicians who have passed on? Do you get to communicate with them?
Well, I don't know about communicating, but they I think about them a lot, you know, like my brothers. You know, Dr. John, Alan Toussaint, and my first wife, Joelle, and all her family. And, you know, yeah, you know, I think of they're in my reverie, in my remembrance, you know. And that's why I was able to just write the book like it, you know, like I lived it.
So lastly, what would you tell a musician who is trying to find their voice, who is starting out? What would you give them advice-wise in a very tough business?
Be a plumber. You get it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sure job. The music business is so fickle now, you know, hey.
I love you to death. I love you to death. I'm so grateful for all the music that you've given us, and congratulations on the book, Tell It Like It Is. Aaron Neville, you are a treasure.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, sir.
What a joy talking with Aaron Neville. So grateful to have him on. Check out his book, Tell It Like It Is. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend. Leave us a review. Thanks to Bob Malatesta for his production excellence. And thanks for listening to Taking a Walk.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.